Are the myths you believe in project management secretly derailing your success? What if everything I told you about project management, or I should say the myths about project management, were actually wrong? Let's break down these myths in today's episode. Point number one, if a project fails, a project manager is solely to blame. I'm sorry, I have to laugh at that because we have, as project managers, experienced, especially my new project manager, this is to you. You will get a taste of this. You will get a wake-up call when it comes to when a project is not successful. But projects is a team effort, or I should say, a project is a team effort. And success and failure depends on the entire team, not just one person, the project manager. So I implore you and I challenge you, family, that you have to do your due diligence. Here's my actionable advice. Foster a culture of accountability and collaboration. Those are two key words, accountability as well as collaboration. Ensure each team member understands their role in achieving the project objective. And finally, this is where it's, I want you to lock in and pay attention to, family, the ability, more or less, of understanding why it is important to ensure you're escalating any issue, but provide a proposed solution and what have been done thus far to solve the issue. A lot of times I watch, especially my new project managers that come on board, what they will do, they'll run into an issue, whether it's a project team member, a stakeholder, or something that was identified on the project, and right away they will go ahead and escalate. Well, as a project manager, your first job is to mitigate, to solve that problem. If you're unable to solve that problem, whether it's a resource constraint, a budget, a scope, whatever that constraint is, now you escalate. And escalating, you provide a proposed solution along with what you've done thus far. Point number two, project management software solves everything. You know, software is just a tool. It's not a solution, family. It does help you manage tasks, but it does not replace the need for leadership and communication. And I'm going to talk about that in one of these points of soft skills, but leadership and communication is really what you're there for. The software is a bonus. You know, I always talk about having your project management. I sometimes call it a tool belt. Sometimes I call it a briefcase. But basically what I'm saying is that there's going to be many times that you're leading projects that you're not going to be able to have a fancy Gantt chart through Microsoft Project or Asana or Smartsheets, you name the tool. And so how are you going to be able to adapt? How are you going to be able to make up from that? You're going to have to lead. You're going to have to ensure that you are doing the proper due diligence when it comes to your leadership and most of all, your communication. Communication, I don't care what anybody says. This is where I talk about it. In the Magnetic Project Manager book, you know, if you haven't picked up, pick you up a couple copies of this. This is why I talk about that in this book so much, is because it's important, family, that you lead with communication. You lead and influence your team. It's not about management. It's about influence and also developing a sense of interest for your team. Here's my actionable advice. Use software to track progress and automate repetitive tasks, but focus on building relationships and ensuring alignment through regular communication. You have to keep in mind, you are leading a team that does not report to you. You are leading a team that at many times they don't even want to be at that project meeting or even dealing with you. That's why it's important to build that relationship. Point number three, project managers must have technical expertise in every domain. This right here, message, if you're new to the episode, anytime I say message, this is something you want to pay attention to. This is something you may want to even, if you're doing something else while you're listening to this, except if you're driving, pay attention to why this is important. I've received a lot of questions from people that are looking to get into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. And they'll say, hey, I'm not a technical person. You know, I want to be an IT project manager, but I'm not technical. Project managers are not required to know all the technical details. This is why we have a team. And most of all, we have a subject matter expert. Would it help you? Yes, 110%. because then you start knowing what type of questions to ask. You start understanding when somebody says, oh yeah, you know, this is going to take us probably about 2 weeks to complete. Well, if you had a technical background, you will understand that, okay, this is only going to take a week. However, here's the caveat. As you lead more projects, you'll ask better questions, as well as you'll be able to pick up on some of these technical aspects, because you'll start getting exposed to it. They'll start talking the language. You'll start picking up the language. And if you want to be exceptional, you'll ask the subject matter expert, hey, do you mind if I book a one-on-one with you? I don't understand, you know, why is this, what's the difference of in the cloud and on-prem, and, you know, what are the technical components to that? And I'm using that as an example, family, because the importance of it all is that you connect with your subject matter expert, again, building that relationship. Here's my actionable advice. Focus on building strong team of specialists and invest time in understanding the broader, more of a high-level context of the project rather than mastering every technical detail. You are there to lead. You are there. You know, I'm going to get into that. Point number four, project managers don't need soft skills. As I told you, I had some for you for soft skills. Soft skills are like communication, leadership. Most of all, these last two, emotional intelligence and conflict resolution. Conflict resolution, you will experience some conflicts on your project. If you haven't experienced any conflicts on your project, that means somebody is hiding something from you. That means that something is about to happen when you least expect it. So expect to have conflicts. Conflict resolution is just as important as any technical skill for project success. Here's my actionable advice. Invest time in developing your soft skills, practicing active listening, improving team dynamics, and handling conflicts with tact and empathy. You're going to have people that come to you and want to meet with you one-on-one, and they may be talking about someone else on the team. How are you going to handle that? Are you going to go back and talk to that other person and say, you know what, John was over here saying, you know, this and that about you? Or are you going to bridge the gap between John and Sally and say, hey, we are a team here. What are the proposed solution? John, what's the issue you have with Sally? Sally, what's the issue you have with John? How do we come together collaboratively to solve this? So you guys may not like each other at the end of the day, but how can we work together to ensure this doesn't impact the rest of the project team as well as the actual project? Point number five, risk management is an afterthought. I'm doing my best to hold my peace here and not get so excited. Sometimes I think project managers forget about risk management. Matter of fact, not even just project managers, just the team in general. We have to log our risk in the risk register and keep an issue log if that risk turns into an actual issue. So effective risk management requires ongoing attention. Not something that you address at the start of the project. You know, I'm talking about in the project charter, where in the project charter, you put down some high level risk and then you just go on about, when you get to the planning stage, you don't even talk about it anymore. And then when you get in the execution stage, you're still going. And then all of a sudden, all of these risks are coming out of nowhere. And let me say this too. Stop beating up on people that provide you a risk. And you're like, this doesn't make sense. I'm telling you, you may be shocked that it may show up on your project. So my recommendation, my consultation to you is keep risk in front of the project. I always mention that one of the things that I like to do when I am leading a project is risk is the first agenda topic. Why is that? Because if you don't make it the first agenda topic, I promise you, you may forget about it. And plus, you keep the main thing. And it's just a quick touch point on checking in with the team to say, hey, is this regarding this risk, the strategy that we have? I mean, whether we took a positive or a negative approach, are we still going with this approach? Yeah, we're good. Or no. Okay, fine. Let's talk about this more. We need to do a deeper dive, whether either on that call or set up a risk management call to have that discussion. Here's my actionable advice. Implement continuous risk management. Hold risk review meetings to identify new risk and track mitigation strategies. Point number six, project managers control everything about a project. This is so far from the truth. you know, when I first got in this thing called project management, I did have control over everything. What I mean by that is I had control over the budget. I had control over the schedule. And when I say control, meaning that I was updating the schedule, I was responsible for the budget. But I watched over my years of being in this thing called project management, a decade or more, there have been some organizations that I've worked in where they've had a master scheduler. So all I was doing was setting up a meeting with that master scheduler and saying, hey, this is it from all my meetings that I've had with the various teams. And I'm feeding him the data and he's updating it on a bigger scale. But then there's been other organizations where I had to be the master scheduler and lead that schedule. Also, there's been situations and organizations where I had no control over the budget. I didn't even get to see the budget. I just knew that if I would connect with a accounting resource and they would, I think they call them a financial something, and they were responsible for the budget. They would send me an update of saying, hey, you're plus or minus, and how are we going to correct this? And I'll say, okay, well, we'll either cut back on this resource, maybe a couple hours or things of that nature. And then there's other times I have full control of it. I was hiring the resources that were going to be part of the project. I was working with the client to understand and negotiating a good price. So there are going to be moments where you won't have control over everything. And most of the time, sometimes you'll have to be adaptable when it comes to that, because if you're so used to having control over the budget or the schedule and you have to let that go, I've seen project manager where they struggle because they're saying, well, why do you need me? Well, that takes us back to our original point is project managers are there, is their main focus is to communicate status, communicate and lead the team effectively by removing impediments, by ensuring the team gets what they need so they can keep the main thing, what the main thing is, and that is the actual project work. Here's my actionable advice. Focus on what you can control, such as managing risk and stakeholders' expectation, because that is huge. Have contingency plans for factors outside of your influence. You're going to have things that you won't be able to really have a solid plan for, but you can have a plan just good enough, I'll say almost a plan B, just good enough so if it happens that you can be adaptable and then you'll have more information then and you'll be able to make that plan even better. Point number seven, a project manager's role is only to supervise the team. Listen, even though it says in the word project manager, the root word of manager is in that title, your job is not to manage. Okay, wait, let me say this better. Your job is not to manage a resource when you have a full team. Your job is to facilitate, remove roadblocks, mediate. This is going to be, again, you see I'm coming back to conflicts, mediate conflicts and ensuring all team members stay aligned. That is, you know, you'll hear a reference in the project management community is like, man, I'm always having to herd cats in or herd cows. And what they're saying there is that they're always having to get people to stay on the same page. Because some, you know, with a project, especially if it's one of those projects that are 6 months or a year, and you have to keep the team motivated and influenced to want to show up at meetings, to want to make sure they're giving you their updates, and you feel like, oh, I don't want to be someone that's always bugging them and say, hey, where we're at with this and what's going on there. No, you have to do that. That is your role as a facilitator. And then when you have roadblocks, when people are trying to take up your resource and give them more work, can you have the courage to go to their direct manager and say, hey, listen, we need to get this chunk of work done. Could you assist us in helping maintaining that other work unless it's a priority over this particular project? Here's my actionable advice. Identify roadblocks early and, oh, I love this one, proactively to solve problems for your team. You are a problem solver. Encourage open communication to address issues before they escalate. I always say frustration comes from the lack of expectations. When you set the expectation, the frustration can be minimized. Ask questions and verify, never assume. I've seen this as well. with project managers, especially my new ones. So I'm really talking to you here, where new project managers won't ask questions. They won't verify because like, oh, I trust him. He said he was going to do it. He's an adult. He's a professional. No, no, no. You don't do this in the world of project management. You ask questions, you verify, because what end up happening is if you are in an executive meeting and the executive is asking you, hey, where we're at on looking at the status report, could you give me the most current update? And you're like, well, I got the slide up there. Well, no, I want to know, has anything changed? And what he's really doing is somebody gave him an update and he wants to see if you know that particular update or that change to that particular status. So I say, never assume, always verify and ask the right, and I don't want to use the right question, but ask questions, because over time, you'll start developing a repertoire of how to ask better questions. Meetings are the best way to keep everyone on track. I used to believe this myth so much. I was like, yeah, we need to have a meeting after a meeting after a meeting. And I realized that what was happening is too many meetings were really truly counterproductive, and it led to information overload. I also understood that if they're at this meeting, how can they be working on the thing that I need from them? So it's important, family, that here's my actual advice. Keep meetings focused with clear agendas and action items. I don't care if you write a detailed meeting recap, but put action items in place so you can hold people accountable. And my last and final actionable advice, use collaboration tools for updates and schedule meetings when necessary for alignment. Here's my three transformational recommendations. I'll have a bonus one on this as well. Thank you. If you stay to the end of today's episode, I truly appreciate it. Here's my top three transformational recommendations. Project managers don't need soft skills. As I stated before, soft skills are important as a project manager because it's built around communication, leadership, emotional intelligence, and most of all, conflict resolution. This is just not about being technical. So if you're someone that is trying to get in to be an IT project manager, when I started off in as an IT project manager, I had no technical skills, none at all. But what I did have is a subject matter expert. What I did have is I just started asking a ton of questions. Mostly what I did was stay curious, and things I didn't know, I would Google it, or I would have one-on-ones again with the subject matter expert. So actionable tip, practice active listening, improve dynamics, and handle conflicts with tact and empathy. Point number two, project management software solves everything. I apologize for laughing, but this is so funny. I see this a lot. Like, what software would you recommend that I use? And I'm like, pick one. I mean, the staple is Microsoft Project, but Asana is good. Smartsheets is good. What are you trying to do with the software? Is this around scheduling? I mean, are you trying to build a schedule, or are you trying to track resource, you know, constraints? What is your end goal? I can't just say get that particular software, but a software again is not the solution. It's really about having the ability to be a good leader or an exceptional leader, how to communicate effectively. Here's my actionable tip. Focus on building strong teams of specialists, invite team in the understanding the broader project context rather than mastering every technical detail. Point number three, if a project fails, the project manager is solely to blame. Now listen, I'll say this. There is a part of ownership and accountability that you are responsible for. But it is a team effort, and failure depends on the entire team. If someone is not providing you the proper deliverable that you need, and you've done your due diligence by what we're going to navigate into the actionable tip, that you escalated. First, you tried to solve the issue by talking with the resource and meeting with them and document it, because you know the model here, documentation beats conversation. And now you need to escalate it. So when you escalate, you told them what the issue was, what you proposed, what were your proposed solutions, and then what you've done thus far. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means it. And again, family, these are myths that you will hear in this thing called project management, especially if you are a new project manager. Be prepared that to hear this type of information, and tell them come back and listen to this episode and say that these, some of these things are not true and how you can fight against it. This is what I do here. I just don't want to talk at you. I want to talk with you and have an open discussion. This is why I give you actionable tips, things that you can take today. I'll give you to tonight to think it over, but leverage this information because I really truly believe it will help you in your career in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. Until next time, I'm gone.